with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Julie Walker reports on snow, freezing rain, and bitter cold making its way through much of the U.S.
The National Weather Service says a major winter storm is forecast to produce heavy snow and significant ice starting in the Central Plains and moving east. Lead forecaster Bob Woravec says winter is back.
A lot of cold air in place across the country. It's really setting up the potential for a pretty, very impactful storm anywhere from the plains into the lower Missouri Valley, Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and eventually into the eastern United States over the next several days.
He says 6 to 12 inches of snow forecast to stretch anywhere from Kansas to D.C., Baltimore as temperatures drop. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden says the New Year's Day terrorist attack resulted from weak national security policies from the Biden administration.
Following months of warnings about a resurgent terrorism threat, an Army veteran inspired by ISIS slammed a pickup truck into crowd celebrating New Year's in New Orleans. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin tells the Salem Radio Network he wasn't surprised.
Are they linked? I'm not sure. Could they be linked? Absolutely. Was the first one designed to be a signal to President Trump? Potentially. Was the second one? Absolutely.
The former Navy SEAL said this attack and the Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas on the same day represent a long-standing concern about threats from homegrown extremists who radicalize on their own before committing mass violence in the name of foreign groups. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Biden has blocked a nearly $15 billion proposed deal for Nippon Steel of Japan to purchase Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel, White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
This isn't about Japan. This is about U.S. steelmaking and keeping one of the largest steel producers in the United States, an American-owned company.
And this is SRN News. More trouble for Christians living in Sri Lanka.
Lawmakers in the island nation are considering a bill that would place greater restrictions on houses of worship. Every proposed new church in the Buddhist-majority country has to register with the government, but this legislation would require that all the established churches go through the same process, raising the possibility that some congregations that have been meeting for decades might suddenly be shut down. Christians make up about 7% of the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of major corporations have opted to abandon the LGBT political agenda lately. Experts say many more are likely to do so now that President Trump is returning to the White House. Mr. Trump has vowed to take direct aim at so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs through executive orders and other policies that affect private companies, especially federal contractors. This is SRN News. Turns out that deadly terrorist attack in New Orleans will have no impact on scheduling for the college football playoff semifinals.
The college football playoff won't swap kickoff dates and times for the Cotton Bowl and Orange Bowl to give Notre Dame more time between games. Southeastern Conference Commissioner Greg Sankey had asked the CFP if it would be possible to switch up the schedule because Notre Dame will have a shorter turnaround than Penn State heading into next Thursday's Orange Bowl. The Fighting Irish's quarterfinal game in New Orleans was postponed by one day because of a deadly terror attack. CFP Executive Director Rich Clark told ESPN that they won't flip the games. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Funeral services honoring former President Carter, who died Sunday at age 100, are set to be held in Georgia and Washington, D.C. It all starts today in his home state of Georgia and will conclude on Thursday in the nation's capital. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.